Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger. Welcome to the Astrology News Report. This is the Special Reports section, where I'll take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special report on predictions for the United States, according to the Planetary Period System of Prediction used in Vedic astrology. Based on the July 4, 1776 date for the country's Vedic birth chart, the U.S. is now in a Rahu Major period, which started just recently, November 2015, and continues for 18 years until 2033. The beginning of a new major period signals a new phase in the dispensation of the karma shown by the birth chart. The now completed Mars major period began in November of 2008, in other words, coinciding with the election of President Obama. Mars is the energy planet, the planet of getting results. Mars is also the planet of conflict, aggression, and discord. In the USA chart, the natal Mars is weak at 0 degrees in the most dualistic sign of the zodiac, Gemini, a sign that likes argument and debate for its own sake. Thus, the Mars major period was not one of much accomplishment, but rather a time marked by strife and controversy. Rahu is one of the two lunar nodes, which are the eclipse points, the intersection of the path of the sun and the path of the moon as seen from the earth. In Vedic astrology, the calculated points of Rahu and its counterpart, Ketu, are regarded as nearly equal in importance to the actual physical planets. The coming 18 years of the U.S. major period will emphasize the nature of Rahu, its sign, Cancer, and its position in the 8th house of the chart. Rahu is the significator of transformation, innovation, the future, lessons in life, ambition, and the potential for material success. But since Rahu is an eclipse point, it is also capable of obscuring, causing ignorance and confusion. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is a demon and therefore signifies fanatics. Since Rahu is not one of the humans, not one of us, Rahu in general signifies foreigners. Rahu is also one of the planets representing technical things. The Rahu major period will therefore be a time in the history of the country distinguished by the implementing of technical innovations, more overseas involvements, and an urgency to transform the country and face the future. There will also be long-term problems brought on by natural causes, as well as through the actions of foreigners and extremist groups. The 8th house placement of Rahu indicates there will be a lot of events centered on the 8th house significations. For a country's chart, the 8th house indicates the vitality of the country, peril to the people, such as war and natural disasters, death of the leader, financial involvement with other countries, national finances such as debts and taxes, scientific discoveries, chronic problems, secrets, scandals, and humiliation. Due to the nature of Rahu, events in these areas will be more extreme than they might be otherwise. The qualities of the sign Cancer are also part of the U.S.'s Rahu major period. In world events astrology, Cancer signifies agriculture, food production and distribution, the public sentiment, including psychological and emotional well-being of the population. Cancer is the sign of bodies of water and their use, therefore municipal services. Cancer also signifies real estate, housing, and the hospitality business. In Vedic astrology's planetary period system, the complete cycle of major periods equals 120 years. Therefore, we can get some idea of what can happen for the present U.S. major period of Rahu by going back 12 decades to the previous Rahu major period, which was 1896 to 1914. Here's a brief history of the U.S. as the country moved from the 19th to the 20th century. President McKinley was elected in 1896. After being re-elected, he was assassinated in 1901. During McKinley's administration, the U.S. was involved in the Spanish-American War and acquired many new overseas territories, thus exhibiting both the foreign quality of Rahu, as well as Rahu's ambition, as well as the 18th house signification of death of the leader. McKinley was followed by one of the best-known U.S. presidents, Theodore Roosevelt, whose administration lasted from 1901 to 1909. Roosevelt was one of the most activist presidents. His many accomplishments included the building of the Panama Canal, cracking down on business monopolies, and creating many national parks. His administration exemplified the transformational character of Rahu. There were a lot of technical innovations during the last Rahu major period. The Wright brothers' first flight took place in 1903. In 1908, Ford introduced the Model T car. In 1899, the first Otis elevator was installed, marking the debut of multi-story buildings in U.S. cities. Some other potential correlations between the Rahu major period of the early 1900s and the present one. In 1913, the 16th Amendment, authorizing national income tax, was ratified. The Federal Reserve System, the U.S. version of a central bank, was begun. The eighth house of a country's chart is national finances as well as involuntary taxes. It is likely that during this Rahu major period, there will finally be a revision of the tax code, and perhaps the Federal Reserve's power will be curtailed, as so many would like. In the natural disaster category, there was the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, and before that, in 1900, the deadliest hurricane in U.S. history, the one that wiped out Galveston, Texas. Climate change all but guarantees natural disasters will be featured in the coming years. The planetary period system in Vedic astrology gives us a general idea of what to expect in the approaching years based on the energy patterns shown in the birth chart. There's also the transit positions to take into account, which add more dimensions to the predictions indicated by the Rahu major period. I'll be looking into that in another report in the near future.